When the mother deer saw that big lunk of a dog heading her way, she flashed her white tail and sprinted off to the east. That was the good part. The bad part was that the fawn tried to follow but tripped over some weeds. He was pretty young, see, and had spindly legs, and he fell down. Bruiser was headed straight for him. Oh, did I mention that Bruiser ran like a fat duck? No kidding, he did. He couldn't run worth a darn. He plowed through the shallow water, leaped up on the east bank of the creek, and lunged right at the fawn and pinned it with his massive paws.
Gulp.
Well, it was clear what I had to do. I didn't want to, but when you're head of ranch security, you answer the calls and hope for the best. I hit sirens and lights and went straight into code 3. The second one of the day, in case you're counting. Using my incredible speed, I was able to close the distance between myself and the Rottweiler. I roared up to the scene of the crime and went right to work.
Halt, in the name of the law. Come out with your hands up. You're under arrest.
Standing over the fawn, Bruiser heard my command and turned his ugly eyes on me.
What did you say?
I tried to hide the quivering in my voice. I said, why don't you pick on someone your own size? He lumbered over to me. That wasn't such great news, but it allowed the fawn to jump up and run away. Bruiser glared at me.
My own size? How about you?
Me? Well, you're quite a bit bigger than me, actually, and I'm sure you'll agree.
Shut up, moron. You messed up my fun. And now I'm fixing to...
Bruiser! Bruiser! Down, boy!
Whew. The men arrived just in time. Joe clipped the chain around Bruiser's neck and pulled him off before he was able to get me skinned and gutted. Joe was panting for breath.
Sorry about that, Slim. I never thought about him chasing deer. Boy, he's stout, ain't he?
Uh-huh. And I'm thinking he just had one of his King Kong moments.
Slim came over to me, knelt down, and took my head in his hands.
How you doing, partner?
Still in one piece, barely.
Nice work, Pooch. You probably saved my fawn, so I guess that makes you a hero, as incredible as that may seem.
No kidding. Me, a hero? Gee, from where I was watching, it hadn't seemed all that great. I mean, let's face it, the dog had been one step away from trashing me. But if Slim insisted that I was a hero, well, maybe I was. I held my head at a proud angle and listened to the cheers of the crowd.